I'm weary and my soul will start to show some rust. All the things I placed my hopes in crumble into dust. I will keep on fighting and do what I simply must. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. Israel, and that's every prince of God. That is what you made me for of myself, I'm surely not. You're my hope, the only one who's good and pure and just. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. All the suffering and the pain of all the countless innocents when you come again. When it seems the enemy's won and my cause is lost, in you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. Cares and woes I'll thrust. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. You've been my salvation from the enemy within. Your grace proved to be greater than my weaknesses and sin. For as long as I live, I will love you at any cost. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. You're a shelter, rock, and safety that no enemy can bust. In you I put my trust. 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 In you I put my trust.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Here we are again on the Friday Night Live broadcast of 4/14 of 2023. So welcome, welcome, welcome to you. Praise the Lord. We're glad to have you here joining in this tonight. So we're going to get into a heavy type deliverance message tonight. It'll be good and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. And we'll do some live deliverance after that. And so first of all, though, we're going to open up with a little bit of news here. Don't have a lot, but going to share a little bit tonight. So Texas is going to place the Ten Commandments back in the public school classrooms. That's right, because the Supreme Court overturned some of the bad presidents that they had in the past, not president of, like president of the country, but P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T-S. So, yeah, that's good. Maybe someone will read that and be convicted as a sin, for by the law we have knowledge of sin. FBI is now infiltrating churches, Catholic churches and other churches, kinds of churches as well, to spy on Americans practicing their Christian faith. Wow, that kind of tells you some things there. While the Biden administration has proposed new federal guidelines that would politicize the civil service, which could bar and deny Christians and others who hold disfavored opinions, such as conservatives, it will deny them government jobs because of his administration's new proposal and federal guidelines. Not going to allow Christians to have jobs with the civil service. Iran is using video surveillance to identify women wearing hijabs or women wearing head coverings. Violators would have their bank accounts frozen and be fined 2.5 billion rials, equivalent to $60,000 U.S. money. So, my, they are oppressing people. And there's a lot of persecution for those who are Christians in that country. And the Iranian state also executed a new high number of, in 2022, of 582 people that they executed. So that is not a state that you want to be living in, right? That's not a, I mean, that is not a country that you would want to be, I mean, definitely a lot of persecution going on there, isn't there? Yeah, and so, you know, guess what they named the latest COVID variant, which is hitting people in India right now? Arcturus is the name, right? That's the name of that, which is from the King James Version book of Job 38, 31 through 33 there, which is not in any of the modern versions, such as the NIV and the New English Version and some of the other ones that certainly don't have that word in there. But this is speaking about the Antichrist, right? The Big Dipper or the bear. The bear is one of the features of Antichrist in Revelation 13, 1 and 2, and Daniel 7, 5. So that's interesting that they would name this new latest variant Arcturus. Over 18,000 cows were killed at a dairy farm in Texas as it was rocked by a massive explosion and fire that engulfed multiple buildings there. 18,000 cows. My, that is sad to see that take place, isn't it? Andy Stanley, you know who he is, Charles Stanley's son, who is also a pastor. He denies the creation account in Genesis. That's right. And that's strange that he would do that, but he's been doing a lot of things like getting in alignment with homosexuality lately and a lot of other things that I've been watching him depart from biblical faith in. Tennessee State Representative says Jesus was lynched for supporting the LGBTQ community on Good Friday. Right, you believe that? Okay, well, I got some land down in the mountain land down in Florida for you. Yeah, there are 19 states in the United States where you can still marry your cousin. Well, there's a lot of demons involved in incest, folks. Despite the risk of children of these marriages suffering genetic defects like extra fingers and toes, over a billion people live in places in the world where inbreeding is practiced widely in different countries of the world. Did you know that? And, of course, bestiality is illegal in some states still, which, of course, really opens the door for demons. And we've ministered to a number of people who have had relations with animals, and they had lots of demons coming out too. And thank God they were wanting to get delivered from that. And I remember having an opportunity to marry one of them, that to not to myself, but to another Christian man. The woman had been involved in that, and now she's living a good Christian life after getting delivered from those spirits and a number of other ones too that had come in through various other avenues. Oh, you know, I told you about this week Come Out in Jesus' Name was coming to our area as well as a lot of cities in the United States. But I'm disappointed in Billings, you know, that and there were only about 25 people in the showing, even though in its initial showing, it was number five. It came out as number five in the top five movies at the box office. Well, not here in Billings. I mean, it was small. I know that would probably be the case, though, because Billings has not been a friend of deliverance. I know I've been here pastoring for 14 years, and we've received a lot of persecution for deliverance, of course, and the majority of people who have come for deliverance have come in from out of town by flying or driving in and getting deliverance, but the local is not... Well, most pastors who don't believe a Christian can have a demon, there are a few that do, but they don't really practice deliverance. So I'm sad about that, but I thank God for those who, you know, are having their eyes open, and I do believe that God wants to bring deliverance to the whole church, and not just a segment of the church, but everybody, you know, because the early church was that way, and there's nothing wrong with that. The people need that. In fact, you know, new creatures in Christ ought to go through deliverance soon after they become a Christian. I mean, getting started anyway with it, because they're carrying so much anyway from the past as an unbeliever. But anyway, that's the news tonight. Not going to have much news, but I want to open up in prayer tonight and welcome everybody to the broadcast tonight. Thank you for tuning in and listening. The Lord bless you tonight and minister to you. May you get some deliverance as well and be encouraged in Jesus as we open up truth to you here tonight. And so thank you, Jesus. We're going to go ahead and open up with some prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and we thank you again for your goodness, your mercy, your wonderful grace, Lord, that you pour out upon your people. Praise God for it, Lord. I want to lift up a brother who just come out of surgery recently, and he was out for 3 days from... And he thought that he, you know, didn't know if he was going to wake up, but he finally woke up 3 days later from his surgery, Lord. We've been praying for him, and thank God, I believe prayer had much to do with that, and I know others have been praying too. And we thank God that, Lord, that he came out of that, Lord, and thank you for letting him recover all that he lost in that whole scenario there, Father, and healing his body up completely. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for him, and thank you for his healing in Jesus' name. And we pray for a brother who lost his mother recently, Father. Encourage him, Lord. He lost his mom and was very close to his mother. And she went on, well, he didn't really lose it. He just lost her presence here on earth. But she went to be with Jesus. He was a Christian woman. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And thank you that he will see her again. But encourage him, Lord. He needs it. Thank you for him and bless him. He's led many people to Jesus and has a ministry of leading people to Jesus. We thank God for that, Lord. We thank you for using that man and continuing to use him, Lord, for your glory, Father. And I praise you, Lord, for this family that I met this week. They're homeschooling their children, but they're not born again. So, Father, I pray for that family that they will get born again. They realize that they don't want them in public school. They don't want them to be exposed to all that, but they just have not been born again yet. So, Father, I pray they will get born again in Jesus' name, Lord, for your glory, Father. And we thank you for working in our lives. Father, we cover this broadcast tonight with the blood of Jesus. Thank you that no weapon formed against it shall prosper. We thank you that the enemy is bound in Jesus' name. We loose the mighty angels of the Lord to move right now tonight for your glory and minister to people, encourage people, and deliver people tonight as we come into the deliverance time after the message, Father. Lord, we pray anointing on this message, Father, that you use it to minister to people and encourage them, Father, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for working in our lives and changing us and making us more like you, Lord. It's an awesome thing to be in your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your pouring out your spirit upon us, Lord, and delivering us, setting us free, Lord. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Say thank you, Jesus. We're going to talk about the demonic veil tonight, the demonic veil. That's what we're going to get into here. If you're ready, I'm ready to just take off into this. And so if you're ready, let's go for it. Amen. You think the average Christian is fully aware of their condition? I mean, thinking about, you know, the average Christian today, most of them don't want to know about deliverance or don't know about deliverance. They're either ignorant or willfully ignorant. And so just looking at the average Christian today, do you think that the average Christian, and I know, you know, there are many different kinds of Christian, and we really probably can't just say average, but in a way we can. But thinking about it, do you think that the average Christian today is aware of their condition? Do you think that perhaps they've been somewhat or more than somewhat blinded by demons to the fact that they have evil spirits in them, that they have sabotaged their life, these spirits, since the day they were born in sin into this world of sin and darkness? Christian or not, people didn't come into this world without some baggage, okay? And you mean, what do you mean by that? Well, I'll explain it to you. You know, David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. Meaning, right, that none of us were born sinless, and sadly, we came into a world carrying some stuff. What do you mean, Pastor? What do you mean? Well, generational curses. Everybody came in with some of those. Family line curses. People come in with that. I mean, demons that want to stay in the family. Familiar spirits to the family. I mean, for instance, if dad was an angry person and had the spirit of anger, then that spirit of anger would also be passed to the children, right? And someone else in the family, a mom had a different spirit than that, a spirit of rejection, most likely she passed that spirit of rejection. If there was a rejection curse operating, the sins of the father go to the third and the fourth generation, right? The children are going to pick up the passed down rejection. You say, but oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Didn't all that stuff just disappear when I became a Christian? Well, I wish that were true, but no. Only your spirit is born again, not your body and soul doesn't get born again. In fact, the Bible says he's the father of spirits, not the father of flesh and blood. I mean, the Bible says flesh and blood is not going to inherit the kingdom of God, right? So, obviously, he said in the Bible that he's the father of spirits, our born-again spirit. He's our father. And that's where Jesus dwells. No demon dwells in your spirit. When you get born again, there are no demons anymore in your spirit, but they move into the soulish realm, which is the mind, will, and the emotion. And into the body, the mind and will and emotion. The soul contains the flesh, and you know what Paul said about the flesh, in my flesh dwelleth, meaning there's something alive living in there, dwelleth no good thing. So we know what the Bible says about that, what Paul said about that in the Bible. So this is the condition that we find ourselves in. So being a Christian doesn't exempt you from that. You know, I wish that were true. Yeah, good to see you too, Estrella. Praise the Lord for you. And so anyway, your flesh dwells no good thing. My spirit had Jesus in it. The seed of God, it's called in the First John, and it's sealed. But we are the three parts, right? Remember, the evil spirits live in the body and the soul, and Christians are taken captive at the demon's will when they are ignorant, as so many are today, okay? And so where's the scripture for that? Well, 2 Timothy 2:26. And it doesn't say just unbelievers. No, Timothy is written to believers, by the way. It's not written to unbelievers. And so we're looking over here at 2 Timothy. I'll just read it to you so you know what I'm saying. 2:26, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. So there are many Christians that are regularly taken captive by the enemy at his will. Many believers are, you know, so snared today, and they don't realize what's going on. They don't realize that they have demons. They've been taught wrong things by pastors who teach wrong things about deliverance and saying that a Christian can't have a demon and all that lying garbage from the devil. You know, who do you think is telling people to say stuff like that? The devil's in people, including in pastors. The devil's there that, you know, want people not to know that there are spirits involved in people's lives. And so you got to realize there's never just one demon either. Nobody has just one demon. Demons travel in families. They don't just come one demon, you know, oh, I want some deliverance from this demon and just cast it out and I'll be totally free. Yeah, I was just telling about the movie Come Out in Jesus' Name. Have you seen it, Estrella? We saw it this week. And so, yeah, and that was good. It's good. If you have lust, you may also have fantasy lust, lust of the eyes, promiscuity, pornography, masturbation, sexual uncleanness, incubus, succubus, spirit wife, spirit husband, night spirits, all of these. I mean, there's a group of them. You never have just one spirit. Wouldn't that be nice if we just had one spirit and we could say we're totally delivered? After we got that one spirit out, but it doesn't work that way. Deliverance is a progressive walk because we still sin, right? And we can still pick up spirits till Jesus comes. And so deliverance is progressive until Jesus comes, until you know, we meet the Lord in the air, or if we die and go on and be with the Lord. You know, I've ministered to a number of people who had sex with demons. And some who were willing to let it go and get the demons cast out, and some who weren't willing to let it go and get the demons out. And one particular woman told me it was a gift from God because she was lonely, and God sent that spirit to her to have relations with her because she was lonely. Yeah, well, you know how deceived that is. You know where that deception came from? Look at 2 Peter 2:19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, the same is he brought unto bondage or in bondage. So whatever overcomes a person, if it's a spirit overcoming them in the sexual area, then the person is brought into bondage by whatever overcomes them. You know, if you've got a habit of something, you've been overcome, you're in bondage to that habit. That spirit that's behind the habit of drinking, smoking, or some sexual addiction or whatever, overeating, you know, you have a spirit of that. So, yeah, some who are willing to get rid of those sexual spirits, some are not. So this is true of Christians as well. You know, many Christians have been overcome by many things such as, you know, sexual sin, greed, jealousy, fear. So many Christians are living in fear today. Fear is one of the devil's main controlling spirits, as you know, and I've taught that for a long time now. So, yeah, jealousy, guilt, legalism, religious spirits, that's a really tough area to get them out because so many people are programmed religiously by those religious spirits, and it's hard to show them that that has been a spirit all these years instead of, you know, the Holy Spirit. They think that's God, you know, and it's not. It's a religious spirit. I mean, religious spirits is the one that killed Jesus, put Jesus on the cross. If you think about it, these were religious leaders that crucified Christ and put him on the cross. Of course, Jesus let them do that, right? But still. So people are in bondage to their spirits today, and they go so far, and then it's like they hit a wall that blocks and hinders further spiritual growth and further spiritual victory. And it seems like they can only go so far because the demons are there. And they've been taken captive. They need to receive deliverance. I mean, this culture that we're living in today is in bondage to spirit. But of course, they're not born again for the most part. They even have sayings such, though, these people that are not even born again, they have sayings that we've all heard such as, yeah, I have my demons, or so-and-so demons got the best of him and he killed himself, or she killed herself, or, right? I mean, they're saying something that's very true and don't even realize it. They just think it's a form of talking or a way of talking, you know, but it's really the truth. These sayings are more true than people realize. We see a nation that is in great bondage to their demons at every level of society right now. They're in bondage to their demons at every level of society. And wokeness is just a demon deception, right? I mean, it's and control over people who have yielded to them. They're, you know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. You know, this has been going on for thousands of years. The demons have been getting in people and being passed down generationally. I mean, remember, who was it that lied about his wife, and then his son lied about his wife, and then his son lied about it? Wasn't that Abraham, and then it was Isaac? And yeah, that same spirit passed on down because he was afraid, you know, that they were going to take his wife and kill him. So they lied and said, she's my sister. You remember those verses, I think. Many of you who've studied these out in Genesis. But these sayings are really true. And people are in great bondage today, and nothing new under the sun. And you cannot live a real victorious Christian life in this world without spiritual warfare. I just don't believe you can. You've got to have spiritual warfare today. If you're going to walk in victory in the times we're living in and the way people are and the demonization that is being unleashed upon this country and this world, we need to have discernment of spirit. That's one of the nine gifts of the spirit. That needs to operate through you and me. I mean, it does operate through me. I've developed a lot of discernment of spirits over all these years of casting, you know, lots of devils out of people for how many years? 40 years now? About 40 years. And so you need to be able to see beyond the veil of darkness in this world, folks. And people are under the veil of demons today. It's a demonic veil, and Christians are what I'm talking about mainly tonight, though. And we live in a day of the dysfunctional church, and that's a good word that I still use because it's so true today. Too many of God's children among the spirit-filled churches especially have majored on the gifts and getting from God for so long that they've not grown in the right areas. They remain spiritual toddlers and babies and children in these areas that they should have grown into, each one trying to be the king or queen of their little hill. I mean, there's a lot of pride. I've seen a lot of pride in the churches, even as I've gone to spirit-filled conferences around the country over the years. A lot of competition, a lot of pride. Those are all demons, okay? And I'm not talking about deliverance conferences, but they're there too, but people at least getting delivered in those, right? Hallelujah. Thank God they should be getting delivered. But anyway, their little niche in life, I'm more spiritual than you. No, I'm more gifted than you. No, I have a better position than you. No, I've been in this church longer than you. You know, all that competition, really? All that comparing oneself with one another? Is that wise to do? The scripture says it's not wise to do that and to get involved in that. So if the scripture says that, then it's probably some demons involved if the person does get involved in it. 1 Corinthians 3:1, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you are not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Or as mere men is what it actually saying there, if you look it up in the Greek. But the Corinthian church is describing much of the American church. You know, I don't want to grow up. I want to be the way I am. You know, I don't want to change. I'm comfortable being that way. Well, why are people comfortable being a certain way? Because they have demons that they're comfortable with, that have made them comfortable. Have those demons live out their personal personality through the person. And a person is feeling that personality through that person. And they're addicted to it. How many know you get addicted to demons? Did you know that you could get addicted to the feelings that the demons give you as you feel their personality living through you, and people don't want to get out of agreement with them? I don't want to grow. I don't want to be the way I am. I don't want to change. I'm comfortable being this way. Don't let too much be required of me. Right? Oh, my. My. Something's wrong there, isn't it? Shouldn't we be wanting to be more like Jesus? Shouldn't we have some discernment about the ways that we are in our lives? Should we be able to see some things? But again, there's the veil, the demonic veil. People don't see it. People don't see their pride a lot of times. People don't see the demons' activity in their lives. There's that demonic veil going on. Yeah. So, and the fact is, you know, I really can't speak to very many Christians as spiritual. Because, I mean, not totally, because if I did, they'd get offended. They'd have their little carnal feelings hurt, you know. They start whining about what was said and criticizing the person who said it. And so I've mixed meat with my words for years. And, of course, this broadcast is about deliverance, so I don't hold back too much here. And so many of God's people have failed to digest it, even though I've mixed meat with my words for years. But, you know, people have spirits of stubbornness. I mean, know that. And sometimes they're not ready to deal with these spirits that are in them. We have to get out of agreement with their spirits if we want to get delivered from that spirit and those spirits, whatever they are. And in order to get out of agreement with something, we're also going to have to see that it's there. We're going to have to wake up to the reality of it being there, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But some of you are sitting out there right now thinking that you're okay when inwardly you're holding a grudge against somebody or even against God. Maybe you're mad at him because he didn't do something you wanted him to do. Or someone else that you're mad about, you're pouting. You think that you know that God let you down, or and you think that you know he didn't answer your prayers, or you didn't get the person that you wanted to marry, or yeah, you didn't get the finances that you thought you should have got. You didn't get the job you thought you should have got, or you think it's God's fault, or someone else you're blaming because they interfered with your life, or called you something or said something about you behind your back and you found out about it, or they hurt you by some other way of really hurting you bad, hurting you physically, mentally. I mean, you figured it out. You had it figured out how God should do it, and he didn't do it that way. Anybody ever had that happen? Oh, yeah, it may seem like it's a person that you're holding a grudge against, you know, your wife, your husband, your child, your pastor, your employer. But a lot of times it's God that you're mad at. And you know, you need to, confess that. Lord, I've been mad at you. I'm sorry for that. I just turn away from that anger towards you, Lord. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want any part of that. You know, being a pastor and in ministry, I've learned not to hold grudges or to blame God. And I've had plenty of opportunity to do both of those. You know, I was surprised to find out over the years how many do hold grudges, actually, and how many are troubled with, you know, anger issues and bitterness, and how many do blame God, pastors included, okay? I've listened to pastors just spew out, you know, their pain and their grudges that they've had. I remember a particular pastor who refused to forgive another man who had left that church, his church, that he pastored, even years later when he would not forgive that person. He wouldn't. Even years later, he wouldn't do it. And last I heard, you know, he's still holding these grudges against a certain person who left his church. He wouldn't forgive them. You think that pastor might have had some demon problem? I think so. Okay? Does it Doug swim? Yeah, of course he had demon problem. I know that man. I could testify that he did. Listen, folks, you know, life usually doesn't turn out the way we want it all the time as Christians, and many tend to hold, you know, undiscovered anger or grudges even against God. And these are spirits that a person has let in, and this, of course, will open the door to spirits of unforgiveness, grudge, holding, resentment, even bitterness. I mean, one man told me one time he had a spirit of bitterness come in through dealing with a woman at work who seemed to question his every decision. He was a supervisor there, and this woman at work seemed to question every decision and things that he told people to do and rebel against them. And again, he was her supervisor. He was her boss. Well, I cast out bitterness, and it manifested in a huge line of yawns. He yawned them out one after another. And spirits can come out through coughing, sighing, burping, yawning, spitting, screaming. Let them come out in many, many ways, throwing up. Some people throw up. Just let them go. That's the important thing, right? Get rid of them. So can a person be bound by a spirit or spirits and not know they have them? Of course they can. Of course they can. And this is more often the case than not, in fact. Hey, you know, when I take people through deliverance and I discover through discernment of spirits certain spirits that were not known to the person or they don't know that they have, or through spirits manifesting and exposing themselves, sometimes they expose themselves, they give their names, and the people are often surprised and say, wow, they're amazed that those spirits were even in them. See, because they have that demonic veil. The enemy doesn't want you to know they're there because he doesn't want you to know that maybe you could get them delivered to get rid of those things. He doesn't want you to know these things. He'd like to keep you in ignorance if he can. One man I know, you know, he picked up spirits, actually a spirit guide or another personality spirit. He had multiple personalities. When he did paranormal research, he was a Christian, but he wanted to do paranormal research. Now, how dumb can you get, right? As a Christian, you have no business doing paranormal research. And now he can't seem to get rid of it. I mean, it talks to him all the time. Well, first of all, I told him you should have never been doing paranormal research. I mean, he was a paranormal investigator. And it carries on conversation with him. And so I think that it is definitely another personality there. And some people have multiple personalities that are demons. I know that some people are trying to teach that they're not demons. That's just various aspects of a person's personality. Well, I know that's not true. You know, I know that it's demons because it's not normal for people to have all these different personalities living in them, the different persons in them are different spirits that have taken over and is masquerading as a part of the person's personality. And they are indeed part of the person's personality, but they are not the person, right? And so he lives in another state, and I gave him a deliverance minister's address, phone number nearby to contact, as I also have prayed with him. So I don't know what happened to him. I haven't heard back from him. So I hope he got free, but don't know. So what are you hurt about today? Are you hurt about something? What are you angry about today? Are you angry about something? What really bothers you? What really gets under your skin, so to speak, or really gets your goat, so to speak? Yeah. Who did you wrong? Do you think unpleasantly still about that person or that group of persons? You need to examine these questions, and you begin to find spirits behind each question. If you could answer that, yes, you know, that something is, you are hurt, something is, you are angry about, something really does bug you, something really does irritate you, and somebody really did do you wrong, and you have unpleasant thoughts still about them, right? And so if you have that, you need deliverance. You need to get free from that. And, of course, never just one spirit either, right? You're going to have to get deliverance from a number of things that are there. And so you need to be aware of these. You need to examine yourself to see what's going on in your life, because a lot of times things are going on that shouldn't be going on. And we just take it for granted that it's just us. So let's continue to get free. Let's grow, folks. Let's grow up in the Lord. Get delivered. Change. God wants us to change from glory to glory. He wants the work change in us. But for change to really be effective, we got to get rid of the spirit. So when are you going to get out of God's nursery and graduate into adult church? You know, we need to understand that God is not seeking to perfect us or make us perfect, but rather to grow us up, to mature us, to perfect our relationship with Him. And the way into growth is not through a new self-improvement book or self-help book or self-improvement program or keeping the law, becoming a Hebrew root. And really, they're under a lot of bondage. They have lots of spirit because, you know, the Bible says we have a better covenant than going back under the old law. So it's not going under that, keeping the law or any other similar delusion. Or, you know, a lot of people are under a lot of delusions. In fact, the Bible says in the last day, God is going to give them over to a strong delusion. A lot of people will be under a delusion in these latter days. But as long as the Christian is ruled by outward circumstances rather than Jesus, he's not maturing or she's not maturing that much. No matter how zealous or religious they seem to be, until the strength of his outer man is broken and that inner desire to worship God and know God arises up in them and God is allowed to arise, then the way to maturity remains hidden or veiled by the demons that are in there. See? Remember, when God really is allowed to arise in us, what happens? The enemies begin to be scattered and deliverance is released to people who want deliverance and are aware of it. Otherwise, they'll always continue to carry their demons until they die and go be with Jesus, right? How many Christians are like that today? They carry their demons until they die and go be with Jesus. So many have never been taught about deliverance. No, they don't know anything about it. So they just live their whole life that way. In ignorance about that this is the spirit. It's not just the way you are. A lot of people say, well, that's just the way I am. You know, that's the way mama was, and that's the way I am too. You know, my grandpa was like that. My grandma was like that, you know. Hey, come on, wait a minute. Who's that talking through you? How many times do we carry on conversations with demons? They talk through people all the time, and you don't recognize it because you don't have any discernment about it, see? You got to develop that discernment and recognize it and see that that is not the person talking. That is a spirit talking through the person to you. Oh, yeah. You start binding a spirit or praying in tongues, those demons will get a little flustered, too, and you'll get the person back talking. Anyway, John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man cometh unto the Father but through me. And so one of Jesus Christ's expressed purposes is to bring us to the Father. You can't bring yourself. You got to come to the Father through him. Through Jesus, right? That's what it says. We come to the Father through Jesus. You can't bring yourself in there. Jesus brought us in there. And now we can come boldly before the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace in time of need. Whatever we need is at the throne of grace, folks. You just have to receive it. Deliverance is even there, but a lot of people are ignorant about deliverance, so they don't get that. But freedom is there. Liberation is there. So, for Christ to bring you into the Father, we're going to have to grow up into Christ, as it says in Ephesians 4:15, that we might grow up into Christ. Well, let me just go read it instead of just quoting. Ephesians 4:15 says here, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. He's the head of the body. We're the body of Christ, right? The devil's under our feet, under the body of Christ, his feet. It's supposed to be anyway. I don't see that as the case. I see really the devil, you know, is the head of a lot of Christians today, and that ought not to be the case. And Lord, have mercy on them and bring them out of that. I want to just be frank with you, though. What is the one thing that most 99% of Christians today in America can't deal with? It's the one thing that keeps Christians immature, dysfunctional, and in the nursery. Truth. What do you mean, truth, Pastor? What do you mean? Well, rather than face truth, most Christians will run. That's right. You see them run. I've seen them run from one church to the next, from one relationship to the next, even from one town to the next town. People enjoyed their fantasies. In fact, fantasies are often a spirit, by the way. You didn't know that, but some people don't. Some people do. But when God moves, really moves, truth is starting to manifest. And when we grow up into Christ Jesus, a characteristic of that growth will be speaking the truth in love and having the ability to receive that truth. And see, most people, they just have a hard time facing the truth about themselves. They have a hard time. Why is that? Well, because spirits try to hide truth from believers, and spirit demons want you to look at the facts only. Only at facts, but not the truth. It is a fact that if you have a cold, that you have a cold, right? But the truth is, by your stripes, and by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. That's the truth. But see, the difference between a fact and the truth, the fact is, yeah, that there's a cancer in your body, but the Bible says that by the stripes of Jesus, you know, he says he bore your sins and sicknesses on the body, and he bore your, it says that he healeth all your diseases and forgiveth all your iniquity. It's on 103, see? So that's the truth, but there's a fact that, oh, there's that cancer in the body there. So let me just explain it. You know, if the body is sick, that is a fact, isn't it? And the devil only wants you looking at the fact. He doesn't want you looking at the truth. See, he wants to blind you to the truth. See? And the word says we're healed. That's truth. You're an alcoholic. That's a fact, if you are one. And you have demons. That's a fact, too. Maybe you're an angry person. That's a fact. You haven't changed. You're still angry, you know, unless you get delivered from that. Maybe you're a lazy person. That's a fact. You're stuck in a rut. That's a fact. You're lonely. That's a fact. And most Christians are given to the facts. They're given over to the facts, not to the truth. And we're a fact-ruled people when we should be a truth-ruled people in the church, in Christianity, a true Christianity. A lot of things go by Christianity that are not really Christian. You need to know that the facts will never change the truth, though, but the truth can change the facts. Amen? Amen. And the truth will change the facts if we can put the truth into action in our lives. See, the facts will never change the truth, but the truth can change the facts. John 17:17. Let me go read another verse here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our words are life to those that find them, health to all their flesh. That's another one on healing in Proverbs 17:17. Here we are. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Remember that scripture in John 17:17. See, some people never live past the facts. The facts are all people have lots of demons. The truth is you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. See? So once you know the truth about deliverance, you can put that truth into action in your life and get those demons out, and you don't have to continue to carry those things. See? And the facts are changed by the truth and putting that truth into action with faith. Amen. And so the truth is, right, you know the truth, you should know the truth. The truth shall set you free because you know the truth and put it into action. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, truth, right, in my name, you shall cast out devils in Mark chapter 16. He said, that's the truth, see. The fact are that people have devils, but the truth is, in my name, you should cast out devils. The truth is, deliverance is the children's bread. He declared that as the truth when that Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus wanting her Gentile child. She was Gentile, and she wanted her Gentile child delivered from demons, and she was very wise, and she said, yeah, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Yeah, so she got her child delivered. Even though it was the children's bread. Deliverance is the children's bread. But hey, the facts are, you know, I'm angry, I'm unforgiving, I'm lustful, I'm prideful, or I'm in strife with the wife or the husband. And see, these are the facts in people's lives. This is what's going on. But the truth is, our lives can be changed dramatically by the truth and the receiving of it as such. The truth about demons is rejected by too many. And it shouldn't be. Proof of it was the small attendance we had here in Billings that come out in Jesus' name. People were not interested. because they believe Christian can't have demon in it. Well, they just don't, you know. See, we all have facts still that need to be overcome by the truth in our lives, folks. And we need to let that be brought into action in our lives. And we need to act upon the truth to get rid of these facts in our lives that are still there that shouldn't be there anymore. God doesn't want them there. We don't have to have them there, but we allow them to be there because we believed it as a fact, and the devil wants to deceive us that way to believe the facts over the truth. But the truth needs to be believed over the facts. You see that? Hallelujah. Well, see, there are at least four views of you. But look at this. One is yours, others, God's, and Satan's. Those are the four views of you. Your view of yourself, others' view of you, and how many know that others don't see you the way you see yourself 90-some percent of the time, probably 99% of the time. You know that, right? You see yourself one way, but others see you a different way. And then there's God's view, which is the truth and an accurate view of you. And then there's Satan's view, which his view is a distorted view through a loveless individual. Satan is loveless because he's separated from God. So he's loveless. He doesn't have any love to give. He'd give a false love. You know, he throws out the bait, you know, and he tries to tell you sex is love. You know, when it's not, it's just an act that people can have between them. But it can be an act of love. But it also could just be an act of the flesh, an act out of lust. How many people are having sex out of lust rather than out of love? Because they don't know what real love is, see? And it's not possible. Okay, folks, yeah. Moving on, but Satan has a distorted view of us. He has a view that what he wants to make us into. He has a plan for your life, but it's an ungodly plan, a plan full of demons that people will continue under the demonic veil all their lives. But see, most people never learn or leave their own view. They never learn and leave their own view of themselves and their own image of themselves, even if it is a delusion. They never even get it. I mean, some people are walking around with their head in a fantasy cloud about themselves and how other people see them. They think they have other people see them the way they see themselves. That's not true. And sometimes demons will give you a false view of yourself, and you'll see yourself that way when it is totally a false view. Yeah, but again, it's a demonic veil. The false view of the demonic veil that people have of themselves. A false, a fantasy view, a ridiculous view, a prideful view. Yeah, a view that's painted by demons. Okay? Planted there by demons, too. But, you know, they're comfortable with that view. So, you know, if a lie or not, they embrace it. See, a lot of things that people embrace, even as Christians, we embrace, they're part of a lie. Remember, the whole world lies in wickedness, right? So they're lying in that wickedness to us, and we buy into the lie. Okay? And I realize it's also lying, living in wickedness, right? But it also lies in wickedness, and the devil is the father of all lies. So that makes sense that it would lie in wickedness all the time. It's the lying. And so if we embrace things that we have been, you know, grown up with and came from sources of the lie, then it's very possible that we are living a lie to some degree. And to the degree that we live in a lie, that's the degree that a person is in bondage, right? Wouldn't you say? I mean, to the degree that a person lives in a lie, that's the degree you would say that that person is in bondage to demons and devils. And so these are unpleasant things to hear, but pride or not, they give that view of a home, and it becomes their facts, their reality in their life. And see, many of the images and ideas and traditions that we have used to define our Christianity have a degree of deception in them, okay? We need to be aware of that, and we need to seek out the truth on every matter. See, a lot of people are just not comfortable with the truth because they are more comfortable with the lie than they are with the truth. Therefore, they're going to stay the way they are. And that is a sad situation, but nevertheless, we see that situation repeatedly in people's lives, don't we? Need not be that way, but it is. And see, many of the images and ideas and traditions like I said, they keep us in bondage because there's deception in these things. Because what did Jesus say about it? He said, your traditions have made the word of God of no effect, of none effect. That's how serious tradition, religious tradition, could be to people. Okay? Why? Well, you see, on a child level, we see on a childish level, we see on a carnal level, and Christianity cannot be interpreted solely on a carnal mind level. Remember, what did we just talk about? God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. We became a born-again spirit so that we could worship him. We could not really worship him as a carnal, flesh-ruled human being, that our spirit was dead, and we were the walking dead until we got born again and became spiritually energized, spiritually made alive. We are now spiritually energized, spiritually alive, so that we can have fellowship and we can worship God in spirit and in truth. See, because he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. See, we become one spirit with him. Therefore, in our spirit, we are spiritually energized and alive, and we can communicate with fellowship with the Lord, because we are born-again spirit and we become aware of our born-again spirit. How many Christians are aware of their born-again spirit, though, and do that? How many realize that his words are spirit and they are life? They're not flesh. They're spirit words. You know, our faith is a spiritual faith, that God gave us that measure of a spiritually alive, living faith that is energized spiritually, that can move mountains if we use it in the way that we are commanded to use it in the Word of God. If we believe in our heart, confess it with our mouth, and act like it is so, and begin to truly believe what we say, we shall have what we say according to the Word of God. But it's got to be received on a spirit level before it can become on a physical level. So we have to understand this about things. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2:14. Read another verse here. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But see, we are spiritually alive now, so we should be able to spiritually discern things if we will exercise our spirit to know spiritual things. See, and so we need to exercise our spirit to be spiritually coming alive, and therefore partaking of truth. And the truth is that he loves us with an everlasting, unfailing love, and that we've been accepted in the Beloved. That's the truth about it. That's who we are. That's what we are. We are sons and daughters of the living God. We are one spirit with Jesus, and the Bible says we're even brothers with Jesus, although, whoo, man, I would just fall on my face before him like John did if he walked in the room, and I would just worship him. And, of course, you know, we wouldn't have to be in fear of it, because God didn't give us the spirit of fear. You know, that word fear is used for reverence in the Bible. We'd have a great reverence if he walked in the room right now with you or with me. I would have a great reverence and honor for him. And I would worship him. But he is in the room because he's in our spirit right now. See, that's what we have to understand. Where is Jesus right now? He's in your spirit right now. And you need to let yourself come alive in that spiritual reality of who you are. See, we remain dysfunctional because of many veils, because of sin, shame, guilt. Every Christian places some sort of a barrier between God and himself through the demons that are allowed to be there. And these are at least four different veils described in the Bible here. Look at 2 Corinthians 3:16. Let's read another one here, 2 Corinthians 3:16. Going over there. Okay, here we go. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. So there's the potential for the veil to be gone in every born-again believer. But I ask you the question, is the veil gone in every believer? What do you think? Come on, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at Christians today and see that there are many veils over their eyes. There's many demonic veils over Christians today. You know, we think that we have really arrived when we got born again, but no, we just got started. We just got in the boat, and we're moving. You know, a veil many of us fail to allow to be removed is the veil of the self-life. and self-rule. When the veil of self cloaks our mind and surrounds our spirits, our perceptions are tainted, you know, by that demonic, basic, selfish orientation of our nature. We were born in sin. We're born selfish. We're born. Look at babies. They want what they want, right? They're born out for themselves. It's normal to want what we want. See? And we have to learn to crucify that and put it to death. Like Paul says, I die daily. We don't allow the flesh to have the dominant force in our life. We don't allow self to have the dominant force. We allow Jesus to have the dominant force in our life, the dominant power in our life, the dominant authority in our lives. See, that's the way it should be, but is it the way it is in the churches today? And I'm not putting down churches. I love the church. Jesus loved the church. I've been a pastor a long time. I love Jesus' church. I love the church of the Lord. And I'm just telling you the facts about it, okay? I'm not putting them down. I'm just telling you the way that I've seen it to be for all these years of in ministry. And it's a sad thing when you're in the deliverance ministry and you've developed discernment, you see things sometimes you don't want to see. I've seen many things I would just have rather not have seen in people and on people and what they've been involved in. And they don't know that I see it. I don't tell them I see it, okay? But, you know, we see things. And there's sometimes I know the people are not ready for that to be told, even if I did want to tell them. I know that I can't tell them, right? What you see in the spirit, it's not wise to say everything you see, right? Every demon that you see in people, everything you see. And I've seen demons, and I've seen them scurry across the floor when they come out of people. I've seen them attached to people. My eyes have been open into that realm. I've seen these things. And I can't tell people everything. You know, they're not ready. They're not ready to hear it. You know, and hopefully they'll get ready someday and they'll be able to be spiritually mature to see those things. And it doesn't make me superior, because it's just that I've been in it a long time seeing this stuff. And being in deliverance sharpens your discernment of spirit. And you just see things that you may not want to see. Okay? And I could say more about it, but I don't, let me move on here. But when each area or arena of our lives are turned to the Lord, the veil is removed. See, if we get deliverance in some areas of our life, the veil can be removed. It's like people, you know, it's like they just woke up on a fresh, beautiful, sunshiny morning after deliverance, and they could see you then. And I've heard many people say that. I can see now. Things are clearer now. It's like I just woke up for the... Or they say, I'm lighter. I feel like I don't have any weight on me. Like something's gone. All this weight I've been carrying all these years is gone. Demons do, right? The sin, the weight of sin is heavy. The weight of demons is heavy, right? And when they go, you feel lighter. That's one of the proofs that people have gotten deliverance. They feel lighter. And as you get more and more, you might not be as perceptive to it. It might not be as pronounced as it was in your earlier deliverances. But still, you're still getting lighter the more they go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord, through the Lord, when we face truth and embrace it, another veil, or the veil, you know, is removed. For instance, the veil of the self, like the veil of the temple, is torn in two, and you can see. Right? Truth has prevailed over the facts. And now know that this is not the cutting of some thin fabric, but the rending of our carnality, our pride of life, the splitting in two of the tightly woven fabric of self-righteousness, self-focus, self-consciousness. There's so many self-spirits in America, in the world, really. It's not just in America. We don't have the corner on demons, okay? But we do have a lot of them, that we have polluted a lot of the world with the demons that have come out of the United States of America, right? Yeah. Out of Hollywood or Hellywood. That evil place where they have promoted so much filth and so released so many demons so many horror movies and sexual things, greedy things, jealousy, fighting, killing, murder, violence. All kinds of spirits have been released out of there. That's right. So yeah, it's a tightly woven fabric that is torn. It is a violent rending, in fact, a violent tearing, putting to death of the old self nature and the ruling of that deception, the rule of deception. See, only, you know, if the self life is crucified without mercy either, you know, we're to hate evil. And so we don't show mercy for that which is of the devil. You know, we show mercy for the people that are tormented by the devil. We show mercy that so that they could find salvation. Jesus looked upon the multitudes and had compassion, the Bible says, that we are to have compassion. But again, if people refuse Christ, there's not much we can do. If they reject Christ over and over and over, they reject Jesus, they reject your mercy and compassion over and over and over, then you've done what you could do. Just pray for them and bind the demons in them. Right? If you come up against a wall and witnessing to somebody, you can bind the demon so that they can at least begin to see the dealing of the Holy Spirit with them. Because demons do blind people to truth, see? So, only if the self-life is crucified without mercy and or regret, too, by the way, can our soul embrace truth to the degree where, you know, it begins to allow change in our lives to take place, and that we will be different as a result. See, we all have a measure of dysfunction because we all are all dysfunctional to some degree. You say, "Well, I was raised in a good Christian home, so I'm not dysfunctional." You're insulting me. Oh, really? Well, let me ask you a question. Have you and your parents ever sinned? You know, perhaps I should say, what spirit is that talking through you? Because there has been no perfect families. How many know that? There is no perfect families out there. I don't care how Christian your family was. Did you grow up in a family that was casting demons out of you all the time as you were growing up? Did you grow up in a family that would clean you and apply the blood of Jesus over you and get rid of those spirits breaking generational spirits and all those things that you picked up out there in the world too? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever sinned? He that says he has no sin is deceived, and the truth is not in him. We all sin, folks. Therefore, we've all have our share of demons. Okay? A so-called good religious or good religious Christian family is often plagued by pride and self-deception, because the whole human race is dysfunctional and was in need of a savior. Jesus wouldn't have come. If we could have fixed ourselves, why was there ever a need for Jesus to show up? Right? If we could deliver ourselves without the supernatural power of God in our life, why would Jesus ever have to even come? He wouldn't have to come. We could just fix ourselves. But people cannot fix themselves. They're a mess. They can't fix themselves. They're all dysfunctional. They're all a mess. They all need more of Jesus. They all need healing and deliverance and God to renovate them spiritually and mentally and physically. Really, we need the supernatural power of God. We cannot live without the supernatural power of God very successfully in this world. We got to have it. We got to have it more and more in the times we're living in than ever. Excuse me. So the whole human race is messed up and has demons because of sin. Sin has done its dirty work on all of us. And yeah, some of us more than others, but yet all have a measure of these spirits. And if not you, then someone in your generational line has some heavy-duty junk, and it got passed down to you. Maybe you didn't do it yourself, but it got passed down through your mother and your daddy and your grandpa and your grandma, or through some uncle or aunt, you know, got passed down in the family line. He said, "Well, I did all that bad stuff before I was a Christian." Well, again, I told you that the demons don't go anywhere just because you become a Christian. Wouldn't that be nice If the demons just went, you know, all went away, we'd just knock you out, send you to heaven, and you'd be ready to go, man. But no, that's not the case. You know, Patrick would walk around with a big old baseball bat. As soon as somebody got saved, all the demons gone, all the sin is gone, boom, and you can go on to heaven now. You know, you can go on and be with Jesus, right? No, that doesn't even make sense. See, that's not the case, because how many know that the Lord set up the fivefold ministry, pastors, teachers, apostles, and prophets for the perfecting of the saints, for the maturing of the saints. That's what that perfecting means, for the work of the ministry. So nobody has arrived just because you became a Christian one day and you totally now all fixed up, don't need anything else done to you. It's not that way, okay? Sin has done its dirty work on all of us, right? All of us. And a lot of stuff has been passed down, generational spirit, family line spirit. And all need the truth of delivered to be set free from the facts of sin and its ill effects. And demons are sin's entities. Did you know that? Demons are sin's entities. Yeah. Demons. Evil spirits are not the same as fallen angels, if you didn't know that. They're not the same thing. Angels, they don't need a body. But remember, the spirits, they seek a body. And when you send them out into the dry places, these demon spirits, they don't like it because they come back with seven more evil ones trying to find a way to get into that body that they were cast out of. The house is clean, and all cleaned up when the spirits are gone. But if a Christian doesn't fill his house, then what's going to happen? They're going to be able to come back in, see? Just because the house is clean, that's not the whole job there. You got to fill your house with the Word of God, with the opposite of what you got cast out of there. I mean, if you got rid of lust, start finding the Word on purity, moral purity, and the things that are of the Spirit, and fill yourself with those, then these spirits aren't going to be able to come back in. But see, they seek a body to dwell. And Jesus let them go into the pigs, and the pigs all ran off the cliff, right? Died. And so they were without a body again. Because the pigs didn't want them. They had sense. They didn't want those demons in them. Right? So they ran off the side of the hill and died in the water. So, yeah, the fact of the matter is, though, that everybody needs deliverance. And that demons are not the same as fallen angels. And what I believe that most likely is true, they come from the pre-Adamic race. And of course, we could add the spirits of giants, too, that were a form also, because they also were formed from fallen angels interacting with humans. And that they didn't have a fully human spirit, so it is possible that demons came from them as well. But there wasn't enough giants to have everybody having 100 demons or more, right, on the face of the earth today. So it had to be from the pre-Adamic, most likely, that these spirits are disembodied spirit, because it was an evil thing that for the world to be formed and without form and void. How did it get that way? Jesus never created anything that way. It was because of destruction of the race that was upon the earth at that time that had become totally, that was totally evil, and Satan ruled in the pre-Adamic world. And the kind of beings that were there were full of evil, very full of evil. See, we don't know how long it was from the time of Satan's fall to the time of the creation of man. It could have been millions of years in earth time. We just don't know, but we do know that Jesus said, be fruitful and replenish the earth after the, you know, just like he told Adam to be fruitful and replenish the earth, speaking that the earth had been plenished before, right? Been plenished before. So he's replenishing the earth. So anyway, that's a long, long story. And I'm not really going to get into that too much tonight. But the point is that demons need physical bodies, and they want physical warm bodies to inhabit. Okay? And so they're looking to stay in you as long as they can. And that's why they put up such a fight sometimes when we want to get rid of them. They put up a fight. They don't want to go when we cast them out. And they'll resist. But if you persist, they will go. If the person you're ministering to really wants to be free, they have to want it. And by the way, that same word was used to Noah after the flood, replenish the earth. That same Hebrew word was used again there. So you see that there was something before Adam. From Genesis 1:1 to Genesis 1:2, there was a lot that happened. Because remember, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And how does he create things? Wonderfully beautiful. And then the earth, suddenly, verse 2, and we don't know how many millions of years it was between there, but the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, see. And creation was, the creation of man started at that point. But who knows how long the earth was without form and void, because of the destruction of the earth, because God didn't create it without form and void. Anyway, that's I wanted to add that to it. Okay, so, hallelujah. The dark days ahead, facts aren't going to get you through, only the truth. Kingdom truths, kingdom realities, okay? But for many, the veils are thick. How many know that you've seen people with thick veils if you've been at deliverance any time at all, and the facts rule too easily instead of the truth? The facts of, I've got this problem with anger. Well, the Bible says, be angry and sin not, but, don't go there and live in that. And in my name, you cast out the devil of anger. You will cast out devils. That's the truth. The fact is, you have a lot of anger. That's what the devil wants you to focus on, you and what's wrong with you all the time. That's what some Christians do. I've met many of them over the years. They're always focusing on what's wrong with them, what's wrong with them, what's wrong with them, always. And you know, there's no shortage. The devil will always give them a long list of what's wrong with them. But that's not what God called us to do, is look at what's wrong with us. He told us that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, and we need to be looking at what's right with us instead of what's wrong with us all the time. That's not what we're called to do, see. We're just magnifying the devil. And what's wrong with it? We're magnifying that devil. What he's doing, that fear. Oh, I'm so fearful. I'm so guilty. I'm so condemned. You're magnifying what the enemy's doing. There's therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus, right, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, I don't have any condemnation. I'm not condemned tonight. I don't live under condemnation. Condemnation is the evil spirit. And so if you're taking condemnation, you're taking off into the devil's courtyard. See, you're going into the devil's playground. He's going to mess with you. We don't want the devil messing with us, right? So he will if you go in where he definitely has a right to be. Yeah, so the facts and the truth, what's it going to be? See, we need to mature more and more as we grow in Christ Jesus. And the self veil is very deeply rooted, folks. And we need to recognize it. Christians say, I or you have a poor self-image, you know, and I don't like to use those because I'm not looking at my self-image. I'm looking at the image of Christ in me. But still, a lot of Christians still use that. Oh, I have a poor self-image. And the truth is, though, and that is hard to take, really, is that your problem is not a poor self-image, but a total obsessive preoccupation with yourself. And that's what a lot of people have. It's an obsessive occupation, preoccupation with themselves. Self is God to them. They're serving self instead of Jesus. And the real truth is, I'm crucified with Christ, yet I live. Yeah, not I, but Christ. You know, it's not that fact that, you know, I have a poor self-image and I'm obsessed with self. And no, Moses saw God's presence with unveiled face. And scriptures say he spoke to God face to face. And now in Christ, in spirit and truth, with our veils of self, sin and shame rent or torn open, we too can talk to God face to face and accept truth, even though we may not see his face, right? But we are speaking with him face to face in the Spirit as he grows us up and takes us up to the Father. See? Because Jesus makes intercession for us always. See? So we have a right to go into the presence because Father's looking at Jesus and the blood of Jesus. He's not looking at what's wrong with you all the time like you are. Like we do, we look at all that's wrong with us instead of what's the blood of Jesus is what we ought to be looking at because that's what Father God looks at. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Everybody say, thank God for his blood. Ooh. Wow. Yeah, and he is, each time that we face him in truth, more of the veils of sin and the demonic veils and being dysfunctional are being removed and we are transformed into his same image by from glory to glory by whatsoever degree we are ready to embrace truth and accept it, see? Regardless of the cost to our carnality, regardless of the slaughter that truth leaves behind of our carnal nature because we don't want it anyway. The carnal nature, the lies and the facts of life that the enemy has made our facts, they need to go, folks. They need to go. Like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. How are we changed into the same image from glory to glory? Even as by the Spirit of the Lord, it said. That's how we're changed. We're not changing ourselves. Self-help books isn't going to really fix us. We need Jesus. We need to be changed by the Spirit of God. And deliverance is part of the process of change that we can be changed. Because some areas you aren't going to change in until you get the demons out. Because you're just going to keep on repeating the same old thing. Because no matter how much self-effort you put into it, no matter how much fasting and prayer you put in it, you can't get a demon out just by praying it out. You have to cast it out. You can't get a demon out by going to a counselor and getting counseling. You can't counsel out a demon. You have to cast it out a demon. You know? It has to go the way the Word says, in other words. Amen. I know people sit in Christian counseling for hours and hours, and they never have the demon dealt with, so they never really change. Oh, they get a little, you know, self-built up, and they get something, you know, dealt with and stuff through some counsel, but it's not the same as getting rid of the demon that's causing the problem in the first place that you yielded to or you've got generationally handed down through the family line or you picked up in a soul tie to somebody that you were soul tied to. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm giving you a lot tonight, I know. But a lot of it is basic deliverance, 101, really, a lot of it is. I know some of it's going a little deeper than 101, but still. So, have you faced yourself lately? How many veils have yet been removed in your life so far? How many are you willing now to have removed? How much fantasy do you still live in today? You have to ask yourself some questions. I mean, when will you be truly willing to face truth about you and life instead of these facts that Satan has put in the way? See, the truth is you need to embrace growth. And a major part of growth is getting deliverance because without deliverance, there will be slow or little growth. I mean, the early church embraced deliverance. What's wrong with the church today? The latter-day church embracing deliverance. It needs to. Deliverance, see, is progressive. Have you met 10 years after you met them the first time? You saw them again after 10 years of not seeing them, and they're just the same as they were 10 years prior. Well, obviously, they hadn't gotten any deliverance, so they're still the same. I've seen real change in my life because of deliverance, see. But without deliverance, I've had some change. But because of deliverance, I've had much change, much more change than I would have had without it, okay? So deliverance is preparatory. It's a preparatory work of God's mercy and truth, and it's the children's bread. Bread brings life and health to those who eat it and partake of it. So we've got to ask you tonight, will you become a partaker? How much were you willing to partake of? See, how far do you really want to go into this realm? How far do you want to step out into the deep, see? You know, some people just say a little dab will do you, and they're satisfied with that. But I'm here to tell you tonight that there's a whole lot more than just a little dab to have. I mean, Jesus goes deep, man. He said to launch out into the deep and cast your net one more time. But, Lord, we've caught nothing. We fished all night and caught. Cast your net one more time, saint. Go on out there. Get on into the deeper things. God wants to take you out deeper. And yet some people have not even got the basics down yet. Deliverance is a basic thing in the church. Should be. It should be basic in every congregation in America, but it's not. But it should be. Jesus said as he was leaving the earth when he was caught up into heaven, he said, he told them, hey, in my name, lay hands on the sick and cast out devils. This is what he told us in his parting and preached the gospel to all the world. And then shall the end come. See, the end's not coming to the gospel preached to the whole world, but preaching the gospel should include deliverance and the healing of the sick too, because he spoke it all together there in Mark chapter 16 when he was leaving. So it should be normal reality, right? Yeah, it should be. But see, the devil's been at work in the church for 2,000 years trying to stifle a lot of things, right? Trying to stifle people and stifle truth and the reality of truth in people's lives. And therefore, he wants to bury it, hide it away, and block it and keep that demonic veil up over people's lives so they can't see things that they ought to see. Like a lot of Christians, they know that the Bible, that it says somewhere in the Bible that they shouldn't get tattoos, right? They shouldn't put any marks on their Bible, on their body, it says in Leviticus. And yet, what is it that they just go right out and do it, right? They just go right out and do it anyway. They don't take any consideration for what the Word says. I mean, this is the modern world. Everybody getting tattoos, I'm going to get it too. And I see a lot of preachers with tattoos all over their body too, and they've gotten it since they've been a Christian. Obviously, people are just not reading the Bible. You don't put any marks on your body, it says. Don't put any cuttings on your body. Tattoos are cuttings on the body. It brings a curse. It can bring a soul tie between you and the person that's cutting on your body. See, so you're setting yourself up for more problems, see, when you do that. And so why would we want to set ourselves up for more problems? I mean, people do things all the time that set themselves up. Why do Christians do that? Set themselves up for more problems and do things that are going to set them up for more problems. It's the demonic veil that we've been talking about tonight. See, these spirits have got them blinded to some degree. Oh, they may see a lot of things, a lot of the truths in the Word of God. They may embrace a lot of them, but a lot of them they don't. And the demonic veil can remain over part of a Christian's life while truth is in another part of their life. You see what I mean? Yeah. Come on, I know it. I mean, I've seen Christians. I remember I used to travel with one company years ago. I went into Christians' homes and I went into unbelievers' homes. And I saw things in Christians' homes that shouldn't be in Christians' homes, right? I would go into their home, and we'd settle things for the company I was with out of court, you know, for them. And then I'd hire a crew and get it done for them and get things put in order for them. But I would go into homes and see things that were very not appropriate to be in Christian homes. And I remember those days, and I remember going into some homes that were very demonic too. Right? One home I went to, the man threatened he was going to kill me. He's so mad about his home, and I represented the company that sold him the home, and he was threatening to kill me. You know, God was binding demons. Yeah, even though I just didn't know as much as I know now, I tell you, that was demonic. The man was loaded with devils. And you know, you can bind demons. I bound demons. The Doberman Pinscher was trying to attack me. I bound the demons in the dog. He couldn't do anything. I bound them. And so a lot of times, you know, you can solve a lot of situations by just binding the demons and confronting them right out front. All right, well, I'm going to stop for tonight. I could go on and on. Father, we thank you for this word tonight. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for deliverance, Lord. As we talked about it a lot tonight, I know there's a lot of topics that I do talk about, but Lord, we really hit it hard on deliverance tonight. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, for delivering your people, Father, for setting them free more and more and more and cleaning up the house, Lord, the temple of the Holy Spirit, which was three parts, and Jesus dwells in the innermost court. But, Lord, you dwell in that innermost court. And I thank you, Lord, that the rest of the temple is getting cleaned up. It's a process, Lord, until Jesus comes. And I thank you, Lord, that we are getting freer and freer and freer to that full day, Lord. We praise you for your work of grace and deliverance in our lives, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the children's bread, Father. We praise you and worship you today. In Jesus' name, and Lord, I ask you to bless our time of deliverance that we're going to do here in just a few moments here. I ask you to bless our time of deliverance and set people free and deliver them from these spirits that have been troubling them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Look up, look up, look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Believe me, for my promises of all possible reality, is the best. Don't settle for the way it's been. Get ready for what's coming in. Do all you can, make sure you'll pass the test. Look up, look up, look up once before you and don't stop. Go on, determined not to give in and be strong. Your redemption's drawing nigh, so be my servant, do or die. Look neither to your right nor to the left, but straight at me, your only hope. I'll help you overcome and cope. Hold on, my love, be faithful unto death. Look up, look up, look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, look up, look up at what's before you and don't stop. Go on, move on, determined not to give in and be strong. Look up, look up, look up, look up. Look up, look up, look up, my love, look up.
Appreciate y'all being here tonight. See a number of people there in the chat room. Appreciate y'all being there. Bless you guys. In Jesus' name. All right, let's do a little bit of deliverance here tonight. How do they come out? Coughing, sighing, burping, yawning, spitting, screaming, talking, coming through the pores of your skin, can heat up and get warm as they come out. You feel yourself getting hot. Mouth in the top of your head sometimes. Just let them go in Jesus' name as they go. Your skin may tingle, and that's also can happen as they go. So we're going to just attack these spirits, and you get out of agreement with the ones we're calling out. If they're there, let them go. Get rid of them. You don't have to keep them any longer. So it's up to you what you do with these things. But I give you this opportunity here to cast out, to have some spirits cast out for those who want it. We'll get it out. All right, there we go. So let's say this prayer. Would you just say, in the name of Jesus, I command every wicked spirit in me to come out of me now. I break your control over me in Jesus' name, and I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. You can't go into any of them when you leave me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me today. All right, here we go. I want to break generational mental curses over the mind that will hinder your mind from fully being fully activated and functioning the way it should function fully. We want to break those mental curses tonight. In Jesus' name, we break any inherited mental curses over the mind right now that were passed down generationally. Could be someone in the family that had some difficulties in their mind and they passed it down to others in the family line. We break those curses over the mind right now. In Jesus' name, come out of there right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come up out of there. All the way out, all the way up out of there. We break those generational spirits and mental curses over the mind. Like it's hard to figure things out, or it could be slow thinking, or it could be, you know, just various things plagued with some type of going on in your mind, forgetfulness or something. I don't know what exactly, but they're mental curses over the mind. So we just break them right now, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Come on. Move in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. We break all mental curses over the mind, generational mental curses. Handed down through the family line. We break those mental curses. We break mind control over the mind. Mind control over the mind. We break that mind control commanded to come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. We break any curses of witchcraft and occult spirits too. You come out, come out, come out. May have come in through family line people or through Catholicism. You come out, all witchcraft through Catholicism. You come out of there, all witchcraft through family line. You come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 out. In the name of Jesus, everybody cough a few times. Get them moving now. All the way. Let them get moving. Come out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out of there. All the way up out of there. Go. All witchcraft. Witchcraft control. Come out. Come out. Control by witchcraft. Come out. You might not know it. Somebody may have been cursing you with witchcraft and you don't know it's over you. Come on, we break that witchcraft control over you right now. We break the witchcraft being done against you in Jesus' name and you not knowing about it. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 out. Angels go in and sword these demons right now. Sword them, sword them, sword them. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Come on, let them go. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. In Jesus' name, keep coming out. Keep coming out. All those family line spirits, generational spirits, go. Go. We break those sickness curses, family line sickness curses. All the way out. Come 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 up out of there. Go. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Family line sickness, infirmity spirits. Come out. Come out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Keep moving, up and out of there. All the way out, all those family line demons, go. In Jesus' name, familiar spirits, come out. Familiar spirits, go in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, up and out. All Catholicism, go. We break any bondage to nun, bondage to priest, come out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out of there. Out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. Bondage to the Pope. Come out. Come out. We break that. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. All the way out. All break grandmother's control and control. Grandmother or grandpa's control over you. We break that control. Any control spirit. Ungodly control. We cut and sever that control off of you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come all the way out. Out, 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 out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Keep moving. Keep moving out. Keep moving. That self-centered spirit, come out. Come out of there. That self-centered, self-focused spirit, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. All the way out. That self-focused spirit, come out. Come on, self-focused, self-centeredness, come out. In Jesus' name, all the way out. Religious pride, spiritual pride, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Spiritual pride, go. All those religious spirits of pride, come out. Come out all the way out. My way is the right way. You know, that. No, wait, it may not be. Come on. Come out of there. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All that fantasy spirit. You come out. Fantasy in the mind. Come out. All those fantasies. Come out. Can be fantasy lust, too. Come out. All the way out. All those fantasies. Come out. 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 Fantasy. Fantasy lust. Come out, too. Come on, all those fantasies, in Jesus' name, come out all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, come out, 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 all the way, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I remember one lady we ministered to one time. He had a spirit that just drove her to rage. I mean, it would even cause her to just be screaming and carrying on out, even out in public in the parking lots, and even cause her to black out. She had so much rage spirit in her. We command any anger and rage to come out now. Go right now. Anger and rage. Come out, 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 out of there, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, rage. Come out, anger, rage. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That anger and rage be broken in Jesus' name and come out of there all the way out. We break your control. We break your power over people right now. Blackouts too. Come out all the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go. Come out. 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 Come all the way out. Keep moving. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All that rage, all that anger, come out. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Come on. Believe that they're going to come out. You have a part to play in this too. You resist the devil and he does what? He flees. Okay? But you got to resist too. I can't do it all. You got to do your part too. Your part is to believe God that you're getting deliverance and that the spirits are coming out of you, and they do come. Amen. Keep coming out, all the way out. Take a deep breath. Blow them spirits out of there, all the way out. All the way up out of there, blow those spirits out. All the way up. They come out through the air, the spirit. The word for spirit is pneuma, in the breath, in the wind, in the air. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Go all the way. Break the curse of anger and rage. Keep coming out. Explosive anger and rage. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. Discouragement. You come out. Discouragement. We break that curse of discouragement right now. Come out in Jesus' name. You might have phlegm coming up out of your throat. That's a sign of deliverance as well. If you have to spit up some phlegm of any kind and starting to well up in there, that's deliverance coming out. Spirit's coming out. Come out of there. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Discouragement. Come out. Come out. Discouragement. All the way. All the way. Come out. 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 Weariness. Come out. Spirit of weariness. Devil tried to wear out the saints in the last days. And yeah, I've been wearing some out. I've watched some get worn out. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. Weariness, come out, that spirit of weariness, all the way out. That spirit of heaviness over you, come out. That heaviness spirit, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. All that heaviness, that weariness, that heaviness, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 out. All the way out, go. in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you, demons. I apply the blood right now. The blood. Be weakened by the blood. Come on. Be weakened, demon. We're talking to you right now. We're talking to you, devils. You got to be weakened by the blood and come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All that discouragement, go. All the way up out of there. All that moodiness, that moody spirit, come out. Moodiness, come out of there. All the way out. That moodiness, come out. 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 Keep coming out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus is against you, demon. Keep coming out. All the way out. Go. Go, in Jesus' name. Critical spirit, you come out. Critical spirit, criticizing everybody. Come out, all the way up out of there. Go, in Jesus' name. All the way out, that critical spirit. All the way out, keep coming out. All the way out, Jesus' name. Critical spirit, come on. Criticizing, criticizing, come out. Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, gossiping. Come on, all that. Go. In Jesus' name, the gossiping demon. Come out in Jesus' name. All the rest of that weariness, you keep coming out of there too. You keep coming. Move. In Jesus' name, you're not all the way out of something. All that weariness, you let it go. People, let it go. All that weariness, in Jesus' name, devil trying to wear you out. Get weary, weary with the walk, weary with the fight. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. All that weariness has to go all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. All that weariness, come out. Come out. Come out. Weariness with the cares of life. Weariness with the difficulties. Weariness with other people. Weariness with people that you work with, all that weariness, come out of there, come out of there, come out of there, come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out, all the way out. Any anger at God, we talked about that in the message tonight. We command any anger at God. Lord, forgive me for being angry at you. Just tell him that. And now we command the anger to come out right now. All the way out, come out. All that anger at God, come out. All that anger at other people, come out. Come out. Holding grudges, come out. Come out, grudges, come out. Holding aught against somebody, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Keep coming out, up on out, up and out. Keep moving all the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. All the way. All the way. In Jesus' name. All the way, earning your way, have to do something to please God, to make God love you. That's legalism, of course, but in a religious spirit, but you have to do something to make God pleased with you. If you're not doing something for God, so I don't do for God, I do from God, okay? That's a big difference. Keep coming out of there. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do, so what we do from God, not for God. Or to please God, we do it to... Because, you know, we have the ability to do it from God, his power, his anointing, his grace, his mercy. Come out, all the way out. Have to do something to please God. Have to earn my way. Come out. In Jesus' name, all that legalism, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Take a few coughs. Come on, let it go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Get it out. Get it up out of there. All the way out. Come on. In the name of Jesus right now. All the way out. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Come on. All that legalism. Come out. Come on. I have to do something to please God. I have to earn my way. Come out. 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 Come out of there. The blood of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way, up and out, all the way up and out of there, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, spirit of impatience, come out now, impatience, all the way out, go, all that spirit of impatience, all the way. Good to have you, Olive Tree. Bye-bye. Come out all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Come on. Impatient spirit. Gotta go. Gotta go. Gotta move right now. Gotta move right now. We all want to see God move for us, right? Immediately. We don't want to wait, but the Bible said by faith and patience we inherit the promises of God. So there's a patient element to receiving from the Lord. And if we're not willing to have that patient element as part of it, then we're not willing to have the whole counsel of God, because he said by faith and patience is the promise. The whole promise is by faith and patience we inherit the promise of God, right? Okay, so come out of there right now. Come out of there right now, that impatient spirit. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break your control over people. We break your domination. Come out of there, all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go all the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Jesus' name. All the way. Loose them. Loose them. Come on. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Spirit of being a recluse. Come out. We break that recluse spirit. Come out of there. All the way out. The recluse spirit. Come out. Come out of there. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go. That recluse spirit. Come out. Come out, out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. The spirits I'm always right, opinionated spirit. You come out, opinionated spirit, come out. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out of there. Go, opinionated spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. And block concentration, inability to concentrate. You try to read the Bible, something blocks your concentration. Come out of there. The block concentration. Come out. Come out. Inability to concentrate. Focus. Come out. Come out of there. All the way up out of there. Go, go. Come out. 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 Come out of there. Up and out. Up and out of there. Up and out of there. Go. In Jesus' name, come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. The blockages to the word. Come out. Blockage to blocking concentration. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Blockage to reading the word. Blockage to studying the word. Come out. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Blockages to God's love. Walls up to God's love. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Blocking God's love from getting out of your spirit into where you are sensing it really. In your mind as well, in your soul. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Be weakened by the blood and go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go all the way out of there. We're talking to you demons. Go, 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 go all the way out. All the way out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. In Jesus' name, you demons, you have to obey. You've been commanded to go, and you're going to keep coming out, even throughout the evening, even after this broadcast is over. You got to go. If people really want them to go, they have to go. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Keep going all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, all that dissatisfaction. Spirit of being dissatisfied, you come out of there. Right now, dissatisfaction, I bind you. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Come out. Dissatisfaction in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, go, go. Come out of there. Dissatisfied. Come out. Dissatisfaction with life. Dissatisfaction with your mind, all the way out of there. Go. Dissatisfaction with your family. Come out. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out of there. Up and out. All the way. Up and out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Ringing in the ears. Come out. Right now, that spirit causes ringing in your ears. We bind you. We break the power of that spirit causing ringing in the ear. Some people I've ministered to have music playing in their ears all the time. You come out of there, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All that ringing in the ears. We break the curse of that ringing in the ears. Come out. Come on, up out of there. Move in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Say noise in the ears, that music in the ears too. If you're one of those types that have music playing in your ears, come out of there. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out of the ear. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Deaf and dumb spirit, come out. Deaf and dumb spirit, spiritual deafness and dumbness, come out. All the way out. Come out, 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 come out. As well as physical deafness, you come out of there right now. Go in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out, 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 come out. All that deaf and dumb spirit, go, go, come up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, go, move, in Jesus' name, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out. Okay? Freemasonry spirit, if there was any Freemasonry in your family line, you're cursed. It came down through your line. So we break the curse of Freemasonry over you right now and command that spirit to come out right now, all the way out. All the way out, all that Freemasonry, come out. Freemasonry, you gotta go. You gotta go. All the way out. All the way out. Freemasonry. Freemasonry curse. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The fear of rejection. Fear that people will reject you. Fear of rejection. Come out. 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 Fear that you will be rejected. In Jesus' name, for various reasons, come out, 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 come out. We break the curse of that fear of rejection. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come on, up and out. We're talking to you, demons. Come on, up and out of there. That fear of rejection, you have to go. All that fear of rejection, generational fear of rejection passed down, you got to come out of there too. Come on, all the way out, up and out, up and out. Fear of rejection. Fear of rejection at your workplace. Fear of rejection in your home place. Fear of rejection with people that you come in contact with. Come out. Fear of rejection by other Christians. Fear of rejection by the opposite sex. If you're looking for a mate, come out. All the way out. All that fear of rejection. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 out. Everybody take a few coughs. Get it moving. All the way. Get it moving. Come on. All the way up out of there. All that rejection also as well. Rejection and fear of rejection. Rejection from the womb. Come on. All that rejection, generational rejection. Rejection by mother. Rejection by father. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I think tonight is number 450 broadcast. I've been doing this a long time here now. We got 450 broadcast here of deliverance today from Pastor John Kyle. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good. Thank you, Jesus. All the way out, every bit of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's good. Good to hear that. Praise God. Praise God. All right, well, we want to seal this deliverance to the people tonight that have received deliverance in Jesus' name. We just pray a sealing of the deliverance that they'll be able to keep what they got and the demons will not ever be able to get back in there in Jesus' name. Father, seal this deliverance tonight. And, Lord, we thank you for it and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, well, good being with y'all. Good being with y'all tonight. Appreciate it. And thank you for tuning in and being a part of this live church broadcast tonight. And may the Lord bless you and keep you and continue to deliver you and take you where he wants you to be in life. He will use you if you make yourself available. That's it. So let him use you the way he wants to. Some of you will do deliverance. Some of you won't do a lot of deliverance, but praise God. If you're called to that, let the Lord use you that way. All right, anyway, good night now. Says he loves you and he's going to give you the strength to finish your course, to finish the race and get your rewards. And that's going to be a glorious day. Amen. Amen. Thank God. He loves you. He loves me. I know he loves me and I know he loves you, and he's going to give us the strength to finish our race. We're going to go all the way to the end here. And we will be victorious in Christ Jesus. And yeah, perilous times are here. Perilous times have come. But he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to be with us right through it all, you know. So let's just keep trusting him, all right? Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't faint when the going gets tough, when the battle gets royal. I mean, you're going to make it. The Lord has promised us tonight, and he's promised us it in the word as well, but I just heard it in my spirit tonight, and I appreciate the encouragement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to make it, folks, and we're mighty warriors in his kingdom. We're part of the last days, God's army. Yeah, that's right. And we will wage spiritual warfare on the enemy. You know, the two witnesses are going to come, and they're going to wage spiritual warfare on the enemy. But they're going to have power to call down fire from heaven, and they're going to be able to stop the rain and all kinds of things. You read about the two witnesses. And I don't believe that other Christians may not be able to do that, too. I mean, we might be able to do things like that, too. You never know. In these days, things are going to happen in the church like never before, because we're in the last of it, folks. We're in the last of it. So get ready, folks, we've already seen so much, but I think we're going to be able to see much more, because God's not done with his people yet. So praise God. Let him use you mightily. Let him commission you to do great and mighty things in these latter days. And, you know, maybe it's just going to be to a few people, but maybe it'll be to many. I don't know. But the point is, just let yourself be available and let him do it. Amen. All right. Well, good night, y'all. Love you. Appreciate you being here tonight. And, Lord, whether we see you next Friday night, and I believe he's willing, so it's up to you. God bless you. Good night.